Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Decision to target Iran's nuclear facilities with the awesome and righteous might of the United States will change history.
Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel, reacting to the U.S. bombing of those nuclear sites in Iran. And now we take you live to Jerusalem, CBS's Robert Berger. Robert, good morning.
Good morning.
After the attack, the U.S. Bombing Iran, then I heard a barrage of missiles were sent Israel's way. What is the current situation?
Yes, it's been a tense morning here in Israel. There were three salvos very close together of about 15 missiles fired from Iran at Israel, hitting north at central and southern Israel. Several of the missiles were able to get through the defenses. There are no serious injuries reported, although some damage. So this, but you know, the idea of these missiles being fired in daily, more than once, just is sort of disrupting life here in Israel, obviously.
Robert, what about IDF actions in Iraq today, or Iran rather? Can you outline any of that for us?
Sorry, what was the question?
What about the Israeli forces? Have any strikes in Iran?
Yeah, as we speak, they're hitting Tehran and a number of regime targets, which is a little bit different than what we've seen. Earlier, they hit the Fordow nuclear facility, which was hit by the United States, suggesting that maybe that site wasn't obliterated. But now, as President Trump had said, but now they're hitting targets in Tehran, the capital, including targets belonging to the Revolutionary Guards, other regime targets. It's a little different than military targets, suggesting after President Trump said that maybe regime change is a good idea, Israel is now targeting the Iranian regime.
Generally, Robert, I would imagine the reaction in Israel to the U.S. stepping up was positive.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was really hoped that the U.S. was going to join this war, especially to hit that Fordow nuclear facility, which was buried deep underground. It was one of the sites that Israel hadn't hit because it didn't have those big bunker buster bombs that were necessary. So the U.S. fired 14 of those bunker buster bombs that weigh 30,000 pounds. These B-2 bombers taking off from Missouri, flying all the way to Iran and hitting those nuclear facilities. And yeah, Israel was very pleased to see that happen. And this seems like maybe a one-off, though. The United States doesn't really want to go further than that. So now Israel is continuing the airstrikes in response to those missile attacks.
Robert, Iranian lawmakers voted over the weekend to close the Strait of Hormuz. What is the status of that situation?
They haven't done that yet, and I don't know if that's just more of a declaration. If they did that, then you're talking about a major escalation, which would involve further military action by the United States. The Strait of Hormuz is this narrow waterway where 20% of the world's oil travels from the Persian Gulf toward the West or toward other countries. Closing that would certainly escalate the situation. I'm not sure the Iranians are going to do that.
That would be, to them, economically devastating as well.
Well, because of the repercussions taken by the U.S., you're right. They would cut off the world's oil, but their oil supplies and exports would certainly be targeted in response.
Well, Robert, we appreciate your time. Be safe, and thank you so much.
Sure. Thank you.
CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem.
Man, so many facets to this thing, Larry, and the possibilities of what can happen and what will happen. It's all, we all have to just be on alert to pay attention to these developments.
Well, I think
they
it
just
has
seem to come at us. We have one right now. The gate of Iran's notorious Evin prison in Tehran has been hit in a suspected Israeli strike. I don't know what meaning that has, but that's just the latest thing to come in.
We don't know what's coming next, except there is a extreme high sense of security concerns in many areas around the world. So we'll keep you posted as things develop. Listen for The Drive at 5, the stories driving the day's news, weekday afternoons with Colin Dunlap, brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. Demand the yellow van. Well, a lot of people enjoyed the weekend, summer heat and all, and heard of the bombing, U.S. into Iran's nuclear sites. And Paul, a lot of people trying to catch up right now and get details. One of the questions is, how did we as a nation do this? From the Pentagon, CBS's Charlie Daggett.
The B-2s led a force of more than 125 American aircraft in an operation the Pentagon dubbed Midnight Hammer. Seven B-2s took off at midnight on Friday, headed east for Iran's nuclear production sites, while seven more flew west on a decoy mission to the Pacific. It was a B-2 head fake, Joint Chiefs Chairman Dan Kane said, to maintain tactical surprise.
A deception effort known only to an extremely small number of planners and key leaders here in Washington and in Tampa.
The B-2 strike package flew 18 hours to their targets in Iran, refueling multiple times along the way. Before entering Iranian airspace, the B-2s were joined by F-22 and F-35 fighter jets to escort them in a tightly timed maneuver requiring exact synchronization.
The lead B-2 dropped two GBU-57 massive ordnance penetrator weapons on the first of several aim points at Fordow. As the president stated, the remaining bombers then hit their targets as well.
A third nuclear site was hit by two dozen Tomahawk missiles fired from a submarine offshore.
The Tomahawk missiles being the last to strike at Esfahan to ensure we retain the element of surprise throughout the operation.
Satellite images of the deeply buried production facility at Fordow shows holes indicating where the penetrating bombs hit.
In total, U.S. forces employed approximately 75 precision-guided weapons during this operation. This included, as the president stated, 14 30,000-pound GBU-57 massive ordnance penetrators, marking the first ever operational use of this weapon.
Officials don't think a single shot was fired toward the American aircraft on the way in or out, as if Iran's air defenses never saw them. We were told that U.S. troops across the region were not informed of this plan to take out Iran's nuclear capabilities until it was underway, but that enhanced force protection was already in place in case of Iranian retaliation. Charlie Daggett, CBS News at the Pentagon.
So a lot of information about the operations and the impact. 14 of these bunker buster bombs, 30,000 pounds dropped.
And then like more than two dozen Tomahawk missiles fired.
125 aircraft involved in the procedure, including, and I would guess, the refueling wing, 171st refueling wing, right out of Pittsburgh. I'm not sure that they were, but they are always refueling aircraft around the world.
They may have been involved there. I can tell you this. These B-2 crews were in the air for around 36 hours.
That's unimaginable.
And if you've seen interior pics of the B-2 cabin, there's really not much room in there. And basically, they have what amounts to a little porta potty and no privacy, a cooler with some food in it, and a place to lie down. But these guys were, I mean, and one female pilot, by the way, on this mission, they were in and out of there safely and successfully, not a single casualty or loss, which I find to be, thank goodness, right?
And as you heard Charlie suggest, not a single shot fired in or out.
They don't think that happened. And perhaps the work that the Israelis did in advance on air defense systems and the like, plus our stealth capabilities, probably made the single most biggest difference there, I guess. So little we know right now. And the fact that the Israelis followed up with an attack today at Fordo, the underground facility, the fact that they followed up today tells me that either A, they had information from the scene, like some of their people have been on the scene and said, let's do a little more damage, or perhaps they just want to make sure.
And the immediate reaction from Iran to Israel, as we heard with Robert Berger in Jerusalem just moments ago, was a barrage of missiles sent their way.
Again, targeting civilians. The Iranian position has to be untenable here. Even at the United Nations, you would assume that the people are going to roundly criticize Iran for going after civilians when the Israelis are targeting military and government installations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, I can't imagine what life is like in Iran for the people.
Imagine millions of people. I don't know what the population is in Tehran. I think it's like 6-7 million, maybe more. And all of those people who are caught up in the middle of this that really want no part of it. It was, as we heard from the professor from Pittsburgh, University of Pittsburgh last week, only 1% of Iran's nuclear electricity is generated by nuclear power, 1%, and they're spending trillions. I mean, is that not proof positive that the people there are being deprived of what they, you know, what they should have with those trillions of dollars, and what the Iranians are really up to with that? I mean, if they keep saying it's right, civilian and so forth, and it's, you know, their nuclear program is not targeting developing a nuclear weapon, and yet only 1% of their power is being generated by the nukes? Come on.
Now the world holds the breath. See what happens next. 625 at KDKA from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center. powered by Bowser Genesis in Monroeville. Let's get an update from Brandon Rossi for Allen Gamble.
Thanks, Larry. And there's a bullseye right now over in the Monroeville area on the Parkway East inbound, or outbound, I should say. It is a standstill coming your way from William Penn Highway onto the Parkway East. Again, that's on the inbound side, not the outbound side. My apologies. Also have a crash to report just out, just on the other side on the off ramp coming from the Parkway East around the toll area. Right as you merge onto the turnpike. So a lot happening right now in that general area. Elsewhere, morning rush starting to form. Parkway East has traffic both sides. Inbound backed up to the Wilkinsburg Interchange. Outbound side, there's a lot happening before the tunnels and on the Parkway West inbound. Not too bad, but delays pushed back to the middle of the far side of Green Tree Hill. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 6:35. I'm Brandon Rossi on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
And again, the extreme heat warning until 8 o'clock Wednesday night. 95 today. We're at 75 right now. Hot, hot. Right now it's hot. So what do you do if you work outside? First person I thought of was Joe Potocnik, one of our partners here, KDKA. For many years, founder and owner of JP Roofing and Siding. It's hot, hot, hot. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
44 seasons in. This isn't your first rodeo, but when it gets this hot, I mean, how do you deal with it with your team?
Larry, it's another brutal day with this heat upon us. You know, we take all necessary precautions to you know, when they emphasize how important it is to stay safe. And, you know, while you're working in this heat, your health and safety are top priorities. And some of the tips that we do have for heat exhaustion or heat stroke is stay hydrated. Drink fluids like water, Gatorade, no caffeine, no sugar drinks throughout the day if you don't need it or not. It's good for you to replenish yourself there. Take necessary breaks. That's very important. You don't want to get nauseated, or if you feel nauseated or dizzy, you know, you want to come down, rest in the shade, jump in a truck with the air conditioning unit. I have project managers on every job, Larry, just, you know, looking for this, and we've had meetings on this. We, you know, dress appropriately. You know, wear lightweight, light-colored, breathable clothing. Sun protection is very important. Sunscreen, a hat, try to protect yourself from the direct sunlight. What's really important, Larry, is know the signs of the heat exhaustion, heavy sweating, weakness, dizziness, nauseated, and headaches. Heat stroke is body temperature. I mean, you could be confused, and it approaches you very fast, Larry. And that's something that we want to be aware of and take all the necessary precautions to make sure everybody's safe and healthy.
Yeah, Joe, obviously for your team that's outside. And what about for people's home? I noticed the attics obviously get extremely hot on days like this. And there's not much you could do about that, though.
No. It's a well-vented roof with air circulation in there is good for the home itself. Your air conditioning unit doesn't run as much. It warranties the shingles. You have to have proper ventilation. Us being platinum preferred with Owens Corning, we take the extra steps to figure out the NFAs of the cubic square feet of 55% intake, 45% outtake. They're guaranteeing these shingles last 40 to 60 years, and we give lifetime warranties on the labor and the material. We have inspections done by Owens Corning, maybe a half dozen to a dozen every year, just because we are platinum preferred. There's only 9 of us in Pittsburgh, but the attics get very hot. It could be 130 to 150 degrees. A well-vented attic will keep the ceilings cooler on the second floor or the first floor of a ranch.
Yeah, I know. Is that something you would check for people if they have concerns that they're not getting proper ventilation in the attic?
Yes, Larry. Our sales team will go into the attic to see if the insulation that was installed or the added insulation is not choking the overhangs. And some homes have no overhangs at all. We have to put an inflow vent in either at the gutter edge or 18 to 24 inches up the roof to get the intake. Some homes have soffit vents up there, but the holes were never drilled in the wood, whoever have done that, you know, many years before us. So we have to take the added precaution to vent it properly. And that's very important in any roof installation.
Yeah, I know that we had, after many years, decided to insulate a garage that's attached. And then in that attic, I noticed it would get extremely hot. And then when you took a look at it, you know, we added a vent with a fan that's automatic based on the temperature and then the amount of humidity in there, which was a game changer.
Yes. Yeah, some roofs need just a power fan. It's an attic ventilator that has its temperature and humidity for the winter. Wintertime, you need air circulation. Some roofs that are hipped that you cannot put a get your 45% outtake, you have to add the power ventilator to get the draw so it will be properly vented.
Well, Joe, stay cool, big brother, and keep up the great work. Thanks for the tips.
Thank you, Larry. Appreciate it. You guys enjoy the day today.
All right. Joe Potocnik, 44 seasons in, doing what he does. So he knows how to handle the heat. But I feel for anybody that has to work outside right now, we're looking at maybe tying or breaking a record today of 95 degrees for the day.
White News Desk Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said Sunday the U.S. does not seek war with Iran in the aftermath of the bombings of three nuclear sites. And retired Marine Corps General Kenneth McKenzie agrees, but says,
"We've made it clear to them that if they choose to attack us, our response will be overwhelming."
So I think a lot of people hoping this is a one-off and things don't escalate beyond this for us.
So far, they haven't. Now, we're in the middle now of a heat wave expected to last through Wednesday night. What a marathon.
Oh, man. And, you know, it's oppressively hot yesterday. I was thinking about all the people sitting at PNC Park.
Wow, these people are crazy. Paul Skeens did not pitch yesterday, but Pirates fans turned out in big numbers anyway to get a Skeens Superman bobblehead.
Oh, we were so excited to get the Superman bobblehead because he is the Superman pitcher. We love Paul Skeens.
Are we in this town the craziest fans for bobbleheads? Remember the whole thing with the Jaromir Jagr bobbleheads for the Penguins?
Wow.
And the truck was hijacked.
I mean, it turned into breaking news, for crying out loud.
I know. And then in this case, so Paul Skeens, he's pulling open his jersey, and there's the Superman S on his chest, in fact.
And he's got his little mustache going.
He does.
It doesn't include the beard, though.
And the lines were long to get it. And by the way, the Pirates got it done.
Yeah, they exploded in the fifth inning for 5 runs.
Yeah, so 8-3 over the Rangers there in Milwaukee for a game tonight.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.